With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A former sawmill site in Vilas County is an opportunity for economic growth in Land O'Lakes. The owners of the old Nagel Mill are looking to redevelop the site. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Nagel Sawmill in Land O'Lakes has sat idle for more than two decades. It's a 160-acre site about 3 miles west of Land O'Lakes off County Highway B. Vilas County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Kathy Schmitz says the owners reached out to her about a year ago.
They were interested in selling the property and reached out to us to say, you know, what would be the best use of this property? Kathy, can you guys all, you know, get together with us and see what the potential for this property might be?
That eventually led to the VCEDC receiving a Thrive Rural grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The grant and technical assistance will help them conduct a market analysis of the site to see what the community needs are and what development would be most successful there. It's the same grant and process the VCEDC and the town of Phelps have gone through over the last 2 years to redevelop the old hospital property off Highway 17. That project led to a plan for a mixed-use development of housing and retail spaces.
We are now in the process with our architectural drawings and concept plan in hand. We're out looking for developers.
The Land O'Lakes site was one of 10 selected by the WEDC for the second cohort of the Thrive Rural program. The Phelps site was part of the first one.
And it provides, the technical assistance and planning, grant writing, access to tools and resources, that are typically only available to larger municipalities. And it's really designed to help rural communities like ours accelerate economic development.
A project team made up of the VCEDC, mill owner, WEDC staff, and town and county board members will be working on the redevelopment potential of the site over the next 2 years. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Price County has a new district attorney. Governor Tony Evers announced Alexis Nash has been named to the post. She fills a vacancy created by the resignation of former Price County District Attorney Matthew McElroy last summer. Nash will serve the remainder of an unexpired term that ends at January of 2029. Since 2023, Nash has served as an assistant district attorney in the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. The governor's office says she has managed a high-volume caseload ranging from misdemeanors to serious violent felonies. A Minnesota man faces federal charges after reportedly traveling to Rhinelander seeking to have sex with a minor. 37-year-old Creighton Mithogen of Faribault, Minnesota, is charged with traveling across state lines for illicit sexual conduct. The indictment says the incident happened on February 11th. The charge against him is the result of an investigation conducted by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office, the Rhinelander Police Department, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. This investigation was part of the Project Safe Childhood Initiative. That's a nationwide initiative to combat child sexual exploitation and abuse. As the war with Iran has pushed gas prices higher, farm groups say there's a homegrown solution. As Harvest Public Media's Sheila Brummer reports, they're urging Congress to allow year-round sales of E15 fuel.
Craig Broderson says all the corn he raises on his farm in western Iowa gets sold to a local ethanol plant.
The E15 helps the consumer, really does. You're not buying it from a foreigner, you're buying it from us.
Jeff Cooper is president and CEO of the National Renewable Fuels Association. He says oil companies successfully lobbied lawmakers to block year-round E15. A congressional task force is still trying to work something out.
It would make a bad situation worse if Congress and the administration don't get something done very quickly on E15.
Cooper says President Trump could issue emergency waivers, allowing existing retailers to continue selling E15 in the summer, a move he says could save drivers up to 50 cents a gallon. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.
Online scams are draining billions of dollars from Americans every year. Crystal Blair has the story.
Federal data show fraud losses in Michigan rose about 30% from 2023 to 2024, highlighting the rapid growth of scams. The report from the Consumer Federation of America estimates Americans lose at least $119 billion annually to online scams, far higher than the roughly $16 billion reported to authorities because many victims never report the crime. Ben Winters is director of artificial intelligence and privacy at the Consumer Federation of America.
Our analysis relies on the underreporting patterns that are documented by the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which found that just 14% of financial fraud victims reported the incident to authorities. So that's over 7 times what Americans actually report to authorities.
Researchers say many scams now begin on social media platforms, including investment schemes, phishing attempts, and fake tech support scams. Experts say consumers can better protect themselves by avoiding unsolicited investment offers, verifying companies before sending money, and reporting scams when they occur. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.